UNAMID, local and international humanitarian partners are racing against time to provide life-saving relief to thousands of people, including vulnerable children, lactating mothers, the sick, the elderly, some of who had to walk for 13 hours across an inhospitable territory to reach a UNAMID team site at Sortoni. Most of the displaced are children. UNAMID's acting chief of humanitarian liaison section, Zurab Alzarov, says the situation is precarious as it is overwhelming.
14,770 civilian people have sought refuge at the UNAMID team site in Sortoni, in North Darfur, including 9,180 children, and the number is increasing day by day. As you can see from these figures, the majority of the displaced people at our team site are children. Now, in Tawila locality, over the last several days, Tawila town has also received a significant number of IDPs, 3,264 people.
The fighting, which started on the 16th of this month of January, is still ongoing, and as such, numbers of the displaced persons are expected to swell in the coming days. As with all conflict situations, the more the conflict lasts, the more those affected by it become extremely vulnerable and weak. During this time, when temperatures drop to sub-zero degrees in the desert, a host of ailments are common, particularly among the vulnerable groups. Mr. Alzarov says, with the absence of the humanitarian actors on the ground at the moment, UNAMID is doing whatever possible to save the lives of the displaced.
The priority needs are food, water, medicines, and the non-food items such as blankets. As you know, it's winter in Darfur. The nights are very cold and you are very concerned about the health conditions of children. Peacekeepers share their food rations with IDPs and provide some basic medical assistance. Currently, we are making arrangements with the government of Sudan and the humanitarian partners to conduct a rapid humanitarian needs assessment and provide urgent humanitarian assistance to the newly displaced population. In addition to that, we are making provisions for any possible displacement of civilian population who might seek protection or refuge at our team sites in Tawila and Kapkabia in North Darfur and Nertiti in Central Darfur.
According to UN, some 2.5 million Darfuris are currently living in the camps for the displaced.